He that eateth this bread shall live forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Your Excellency, Reverend Fathers, dear children, if you ever seen the burial of little children, you notice that the Mass there is not said in black vestments. Instead, white is used, and the votive Mass of the angels is said. When the little body is ready to be laid in the cold grave, the priest prays that God, who is the lover of holy purity, and who has mercifully called this child to the kingdom of heaven, that he would do this to us as well. And that through the passion of Jesus and the intercession of Blessed Virgin Mary and the saints, we may join these saints and this little child to the same kingdom. Today we celebrate the feast of Corpus Christi, and this feast is actually the main showing to you children how much care God has to you. Because God has not only created you, but has protected you for so long a time that he soon allows you to take part of Jesus in the Holy Eucharist, as he said, "He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood abideth in me, and I in him." The Holy Eucharist was instituted, that is, started, on Holy Thursday, just before Jesus suffered and died. And today I want to tell you about three people who received communion that day. The first one is Judas. Our Lord said to apostles that one of you who eats with me shall betray me. It hurt Jesus to think the ingratitude with which Judas would repay his love, and to think the traitor's eternal punishment. Therefore Jesus, full of love, tried to save his friend who would betray him by warning him without mentioning his name. He even said, "Woe to that man by whom the Son of Man shall be betrayed. It were better for that man if he had not been born." It would indeed have been better if Judas would have died when he was born, rather than to grow up a man who would suffer eternally because of his evil deed. Judas knew that Jesus was talking about him, but instead of repenting and giving up his evil plans, he became more evil and obstinate, and went out and betrayed Jesus to be crucified. Judas made an unworthy communion, planning to betray his Lord. Neither the humility with which Jesus had washed his feet, nor the love which made him give himself to be the food of the disciples, made Judas convert. The love of Jesus did not move him, and the threat of everlasting punishment did not scare him. Instead, Judas remained hard-hearted and gave himself completely into the service of the devil. After this wicked deed, his conscience continually tormented him with the thought that he was guilty of innocent blood of Jesus. He fell into despair and crowned his criminal life by criminal death, by killing himself. The second person present in the first Mass and communion was Saint Peter. Right after Judas had departed to betray him, Jesus addressed those who were still there as little children. He opened his loving and fatherly heart to his followers and spoke to them the striking words of goodbye, saying, "By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another." Saint Peter was confused, because these seemed to be the words of farewell. That would not do. No, Saint Peter said that he would be ready to follow Jesus wherever he would go. But Jesus said to him, using his original name, "Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to sift you as wheat, but I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not, and thou, being once converted, confirm thy brethren." You know, children, that wheat is sifted by being shaken and tossed about, and also Satan would upset the apostles in hope of shaking their faith and leading them to betray their Lord, as Judas had done. And indeed, later when Jesus was abused and condemned by the Jews, Peter was caught by the bystanders and asked, was he one of the supporters of Jesus? And Peter, in the midst of his anxiety and scare, angrily denied he was and said he did not even know Jesus. And then, when Jesus was being led out, he turned and looked at Peter. It was not the unjust sentence to death or the brutal beating which caused Jesus his bitterest pain, but the denial given by his chosen apostle, Peter. This one loving look from the eyes of Jesus, who had always done nothing but good to him, pierced the very heart of Peter, who, in spite of the great sin he had done by denying Jesus, still loved his Lord most dearly. He at once saw the greatness of his sin, and unspeakable sorrow filled his heart, and he wept bitterly. There he stood outside in the darkness of the night, and the tears flowed irresistibly from his eyes. And the third person who received communion on Holy Thursday is the Blessed Virgin Mary. If you remember, children, our Lenten theme this year was that of reparation for sins. And Mary, during her first Holy Communion, already made reparation. She foresaw the vast ingratitude which men would return for this great gift of the Holy Eucharist. She saw the outrages which Jesus would have to undergo from his creatures. There would be many people who would end up despising this heavenly gift of the Holy Eucharist, like Judas had done. And this was one of the reasons why Mary stayed here on earth for a while after Jesus had ascended into heaven, so that she could receive the Holy Eucharist. Even though she was without sin, she could still grow in grace by receiving the sacred body and blood of her dear Son. And since she is the greatest of all saints, her frequent communion was able to make so much reparation that it covered multiple times all the unworthy communions which the followers of Judas have done throughout the centuries. Dear children, by baptism you have been made a child of God, and if you would have died as a baby, you would have gone straight to heaven. But God has had his reasons of letting you to live on this earth. One reason is, of course, that you could do much good and be charitable to other people, like a good follower of Jesus has to always be. But even bigger reason is that you would be able to receive the Holy Eucharist and become as holy Christians and grow in grace as much as possible and regularly, like Mary, to receive Jesus himself. But God does not only want you to receive Holy Eucharist, He wants you to receive it worthily, just like a way Mary did. Think about Judas, and you see how much damage sin can do to you. You see in him how low you can fall if you don't listen the warnings you are given. Little by little, Judas became so hardened and indifferent that he was capable of any sin, unworthy communion, betraying Jesus, and killing himself. So children, like I've told you before, you might have the faith, but do you have courage to act according to your faith? Examine yourself. Do you take good advice which your priests, teachers, and parents give to you and act on it? Or do you prefer listening to the suggestions of bad company rather than the Holy Ghost, who in confirmation has been given to you and who escapes if you neglect him? Do not harden your heart and follow the example of Judas. But good God is always ready to forgive you, as he forgave Saint Peter, who first denied him and then repented. If you have ever or will ever become like Peter in your sin, become like him also in your penance. Do not forget that Jesus went through horrible torture and death so that you might go to heaven and not suffer everlasting punishment for your sins. Make a worthy communion and promise Jesus that you will always love him and will never despise or forget his holy commandments. And finally, children, the best option for you to imitate when receiving the Holy Eucharist is Blessed Virgin Mary. You cannot keep yourself totally away from sin, but you can live your life in the way that you never willingly do harm to Jesus by committing a mortal sin. If you should die today, as long as you are not in the state of mortal sin, you would be saved. But think about all the missing opportunities by which you can grow in grace by receiving the Holy Eucharist as many times as possible during your life. If even Blessed Virgin Mary could become more holy and grow in grace, certainly you, children, should desire and want to receive Jesus as many times in your life as it is possible. And when you think how much sin there is in the world, you should also be willing to do as much reparation as possible by worthy Holy Communion, so that all those people, they who now are like Judas in his denial of Jesus, they might become like Peter in his repentance and in his tears. So therefore, children, all three communicants, Judas, Peter, and Mary, were created and loved by Jesus. This school and this parish of ours exists so that you would never end up like Judas, that you would always have a chance of return and forgiveness like Peter, and that you would always grow in grace like Mary, until you, hopefully after a long and good life, will finally see her in heaven. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.